Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Sometimes it seems as though all good things must come to an end. And right now, Nancy Wayne's world has been suddenly shattered. Ever since Kurt Bradley asked her to become his wife, Nancy had been just about the happiest person in Chicago. For days, she'd been able to think of little else except that she had promised to marry Kurt. And then a few hours ago, Nancy discovered that if she does marry Kurt, she will be coming between him and his son. A sudden emptiness struck her as she turned to Mrs. Young.
Mrs. Young?
Yes.
I want to talk to you. I mean, do you mind if I talk about what's just happened?
Why, no, of course not.
You see, I feel that there isn't anybody I can talk to quite the way I can talk to you, because I know you'll tell me the truth.
I'll try to.
Mrs. Young, I love Kurt. I think you know that, don't you?
Yes, I believe you do.
I love him so much that I couldn't do anything that might separate him and his son, anything at all that might come between those two who have been so close to each other. No matter what it might do to my life. Mrs. Young, what do you think? Do you think Biff will change his attitude?
I don't know, Miss Wayne. I don't know what to say in answer to that. Biff's a funny boy. He's very sensitive, high-strung and intense. He's a lot of things that most boys aren't. Oh, but look, I wouldn't be surprised if in time he gets used to the idea.
That isn't what I want him to do, just to get used to the idea. Oh, Mrs. Young, tell me, what would you do if you were in my place? I know you'll be fair. I know you love Kurt, but, well, you love Biff, too. Tell me, what should I do?
Well, before I tell you what to do or what I think you should do, and they're two very different things, tell me something about yourself. I know very little about you. And I think perhaps what you tell me will give you the answer to your question.
About myself?
Oh, yes, all about you. Tell me about your childhood. Tell me about your parents.
Well, you see, Mrs. Young, one reason that I can sympathize so much with Biff is because I was brought up by a stepmother.
You were?
Yes, my father married his housekeeper after my mother died. I was too little to remember my mother, but the woman he married, I remember her very well.
I see. You didn't get along with her?
I wouldn't say that exactly. She was a good woman, a kind woman. Very settled, a very good housekeeper, I haven't any doubt. But, Mrs. Young, she was a woman who thought that children should be brought up by the rule. She didn't love us, Mrs. Young. And why should she? We weren't her children.
I don't know. I think I could love anybody's children. I don't think they'd necessarily have to be mine.
No. No, neither do I, but, well, she was a different kind of woman. She brought me up and she brought up my sister and, well, we were always made to feel that we had duties to perform. And as long as we performed them well, we were welcome there. And if we didn't, we weren't.
I see.
My father was very busy with his work. She helped him a lot. I realize now how much she helped him, but I wanted to get away from there, Mrs. Young. I wanted to get away from her, I think, from feeling that I didn't belong anywhere in particular.
And your sister?
Oh, she was several years older than I was. She just married the first boy who came along, and now she lives out on a farm. And I don't see her very much. My stepmother died a few years ago, and that's all over. My father died a great many years ago.
And so you're practically alone?
Yes. And as soon as I was old enough, as soon as I finished high school, I went out and looked for a job. I didn't want to live with my stepmother, so I went to a girls' club. And I lived there a good many years, Mrs. Young. And it is pretty grim, living in a girls' club.
Oh, I suppose it is.
It is. Especially, I mean, for a shy girl. And I was terribly shy. Oh, I did meet some boys at the office, got to know them fairly well, but I was never one to go out with boys very much, I guess. I guess I was sort of afraid of them. I didn't know quite how to talk to them.
And you have so much poise now.
Well, I'm a lot older now. And I have made a kind of place for myself in business, but I always wanted a home, Mrs. Young. A home of my own, and a husband, and children. You know, I guess there's no woman in business who doesn't want a home of her own, and husband, and children. Who wouldn't exchange everything she has for the family life so many women claim to be bored with.
No. I believe all women are pretty much the same underneath.
But I never thought that I would have it, really, and that's quite a step. Making up your mind that you can never have the home you want or the man you want.
Mm-hmm. And then Kurt came along.
Yes, and then Kurt came along. And I still think I'm dreaming. I'll wake up some morning and find out that he hasn't come along at all, or that he doesn't love me, or that
he does love you. I've never seen him so happy.
Oh, Mrs. Young, I know this sounds very silly, but I think I fell in love with him at first sight. I think I fell in love with him that first day when we turned him away from the office, when there was just no place for him. Well, I know it must have been something unusual, because I'd never gone to Mr. Leroy before and asked him to make a place for somebody when there just wasn't any such place. I almost begged him to make such a place for Kurt.
I see.
Of course, I just took it for granted that Kurt was married. All the nice men I ever met in my life were married. And it wasn't until a long time afterward that he told me that he was not married.
Mm-hmm. And then he told you about Bill.
Oh, yes, he told me about his whole life, Mrs. Young. Just about everything. And he began to love my house and to love my cooking. And then last of all, I think, he began to love me.
Last of all? I don't believe that for a minute. I think he must have loved you from the start.
Mrs. Young, I know you're his dearest friend. You've got Kurt's interests at heart. Tell me, do you think I'm good enough for him?
I do. I think you're the most wonderful person for Kurt I've ever met. And he's just about the luckiest fellow on earth. There. That's what I really think.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Mrs. Young, I can never thank you enough for saying that you approve of me. No matter what happens, I can never thank you enough.
No matter what happens? Well, nothing's going to happen. Certainly not. Nancy, I am going into action.
Oh, Mrs. Young. Oh, if you only would.
You bet I am. Now that I know the kind of girl you really are, I wanted to be sure of what Kurt meant to you. You know, we were so surprised by his falling in love.
Yes, I suppose you were.
We were surprised and... Well, I have to tell you, I resented you at first. I can't tell you how much we love Kurt, what he means to me. No brother could be closer. And his happiness means everything. So you see, if you'd been the wrong kind of girl, I wouldn't have hesitated to tell him so. Not that it would have made any difference. He probably would have married you anyway, but I'd have had my say. And I'd have insisted on keeping Biff here. But Nancy, now I think that Biff should go to Chicago to live with you and Kurt.
Mrs. Young, if I could only feel the way you do, if I only didn't feel that no matter what I do now, nothing will be right between us again.
Oh, nonsense. You see, Biff's a silly, high-strung, extremely sensitive boy. He'll come around when I talk to him, especially if I tell him what I've discovered about you.
No. Mrs. Young, when I saw that boy get up from the table, when I saw his face when his father announced our engagement, I just wanted to run out, too. I wanted to go away and never come back, to say, stop, you don't have to go, I'll go, I'm the intruder. I'm the one who's spoiling everything. And it doesn't matter what anybody says, I am the one.
No, Nancy, now look. We can work it out, and we will. We're going to be very good friends.
I hope so. Very good friends. I've got so much to learn, Mrs. Young.
So have I, my dear, so have I. Well, now, let's join the men, shall we? Kurt, come here, dear. My dear, I've been talking with Nancy. I thought I ought to know her better. Well, now I do know her better. And I must say, You're a mighty lucky fellow.
There's no doubt now in Mrs. Young's mind as to how Nancy Wayne feels about Kurt Bradley, or how Mary Young feels about Nancy. But what about Biff? Can he be persuaded he has judged Nancy Wayne wrongly? And now a message from our sponsor. Tomorrow, Biff comes to a startling decision. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a modern drama production.